What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Happy Monday. It's your boy Rob here. The voice you just heard was the voice of the newest offensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins, Frank Smith. So on this episode, I'm going to be talking specifically about the Dolphins hiring Frank Smith. I'm going to go into his coaching background. I'm going to say a couple of cool things I've found out about him, not only as a coach, but as a person as well. A couple of great players he's been able to help elevate their games. A couple of the great coaches he's been able to coach alongside. So let's start off here. So Frank Smith, I'll read first like how he got into coaching or like where his coaching career began. So in 2004 through 2005, he was a graduate assistant at Miami of Ohio. Then in 2006, he became the offensive line coach for Butler University. And from 2007 to 2009, in addition to being the offensive line coach at Butler, he also became the offensive coordinator. Then in 2010 through 2014, he was hired by Sean Payton and the Saints as their assistant offensive line coach. So now is when we start getting into more details. His first job there in the NFL with the New Orleans Saints, like I said, hired to be part of Sean Payton's staff. So obviously, he was coaching for 4 years alongside one of the greatest head coaches of all time. So that's a plus already. And let me read you something here about him during his time there in New Orleans as the assistant offensive line coach. So from that time period, from 2010 to 2014, the Saints offensive line only allowed 143 sacks, which is the third fewest in the NFL throughout those 4 years. Four Saints offensive linemen were named to the Pro Bowl during those years as well. Jermon Bushrod, who's a former Dolphin, Jari Evans, Ben Grubbs, and Carl Nix. Jari Evans was named a first-team All-Pro three times from 2010 to 2012, and Nix earned the honor one time in 2011. So just the fact that his first job in the NFL, not only was one of the greatest organizations in the sport, but also he was part of an essential problem that the Dolphins have had here for years, the offensive line. So just seeing that he got into the NFL with his main focus being on the offensive line. And from his four seasons there in New Orleans, the Saints allowed the third fewest sacks in the whole NFL. And they had, like I said, Bushrod, Evans, and these guys there that went on to have great careers. To know that Frank Smith was a key part of that makes me very excited. So that's something really, that's something that really makes me excited. When I see like the resume of these guys, when I see who they've helped elevate games to the next level, when I see who they've been like hired by, who they've coached beside, you know what I'm saying? So that's a great start for Frank Smith in the NFL with the New Orleans Saints. Like I said already, going to repeat it before I move on to his next job. I said already, Saints from 2010 to 2014 under Sean Payton, assistant offensive line coach. The offensive line allowed the third fewest sacks throughout that time period in the NFL. Jari Evans was named a first-team All-Pro three times during that span. And Carl Nix was named a first-team All-Pro one time during that stay of Frank Smith in New Orleans. Then in 2015, he was hired by the Chicago Bears as their tight ends coach, and he held that position until 2017. So something to look to talk about now with his job in Chicago. That part of his resume might not stick out to people because the Bears really, when you think about it, they're not really known for their tight ends. But I did find something pretty cool. So I went back. I looked up, you know, their depth chart throughout those years just to kind of try to remember like who they had during that time, you know what I'm saying? And it was in 2016, Zach Miller, I don't know if you guys remember him, Zach Miller, he had been in Chicago from 2014, but in 2016 he had a career year under Frank Smith, and he had a career best 486 receiving yards to go along with four touchdowns and 47 receptions. And he ended the season in November, so he didn't even finish out the season. But just the fact that a guy like Zach Miller, who came into the league with the Bears as like a second, with the Jaguars and the Bears in Tampa here, you know what I mean? He like kind of bounced around, but really when he signed with Chicago, He had been like injured. He was like really a third string tight end, I would say. So the fact that in 2016 he had a career year under Frank Smith, that's also a great thing, because Zach Miller was never a star tight end. He was never a true number one tight end. So the fact that, unfortunately for him, he wasn't able to finish that season, but the fact that he had a career best 486 receiving yards that year, and he led the team in receptions with 47 and touchdowns with 4, without even playing a full season, I think that's great. And I think that speaks to how what kind of coach Frank Smith is, you know what I mean? So I'm glad I found that little nugget about Frank Smith during his tenure there with the Chicago Bears. Then also, just to kind of relate this, it's kind of a Dolphin relation, I would say. So in Frank Smith's final year in Chicago as a tight ends coach in 2017, the team drafted Adam Shaheen, who of course is a member of the Dolphins now. So that's pretty cool. We end up keeping Shaheen. Frank Smith already has like a prior experience working with Shaheen. So I thought that would be pretty cool to mention. And now to move on to the next job. So then in 2018 to 2022, he was the tight ends coach for the Raiders. And this is where the story gets more special, I would say. So in 2018 is when the Raiders they signed Darren Waller, who had just been cut as a receiver from the Baltimore Ravens. And that year in 2018, the Raiders and Frank Smith converted him into a tight ends coach, and the rest is history. Today, Waller is arguably one of the best tight ends in all of football. I thought it was pretty cool to find out that Frank Smith was arguably the main guy who felt that Waller would be a great tight end. And then I have a really cool story here as well to share about Waller and Frank Smith's relationship. So this was back in, where's this story from? I believe 2020. This is a story here. So there's an award ceremony in California called the Coaching Corps Game Changer Awards. And there's athletes from different teams throughout California who are selected to be honored. And they have to select someone, a coach in their life to honor at these awards. And Darren Waller decided to honor Frank Smith at the Coaching Corps Game Changer Awards. Waller believes that Smith unlocked his true potential by caring about the person over the player, helping him in his recovery. Because Waller, now I've read into this more, I don't think I was ever aware, but Waller used to be addicted to like pills and alcohol. And he's been sober for a couple of years now. So yeah, like Waller believes that Smith unlocked his true potential by caring about the person over the player, helping him in his recovery and on the field and on the football field as well. And that's why Waller honored Smith at the Coaching Corps Game Changer Awards, where athletes from different Bay Area professional sports teams honor coaches who are special in their lives. So here are a couple of quotes from Waller speaking about his relationship and how much Frank Smith means to him. He said, "I never had a relationship with a coach like I do with Frank. I honestly text him more than I text my friends. We laugh every day at practice, but I seriously respect him as a teacher and a coach and an authority figure you can talk to as a friend. Nothing's off limits. We can be real and honest with each other about everything. That's so important to me, having him in my life." Smith values his relationship with Waller, which has grown over their 2 years working together. Now here's a couple quotes from Frank Smith talking about Waller. "He's an extremely intelligent person who is athletic. But if you don't love football and give it everything you've got, you won't progress. He'd be the first to tell you he wouldn't sacrifice for the game. We weren't seeing the best version of him. We were seeing a clouded version of himself blurred by his substance abuse. Then football was taken away and he learned what he wanted to do. Now we are seeing the full commitment, the full potential be realized." Smith admits that coaching Waller is different. His commitment to recovery mandates more involvement in Waller's personal life, making sure his support system is in place. Smith took on that responsibility without hesitation, balancing his personal and professional duties while remaining an authority figure. He recognized Waller as a special case right away, that he was working with someone who could be great. "He was humble, he was hungry to learn and hungry to work," Smith said. With his story, you can see every day how he cherishes life and embraces every obstacle. He never makes an excuse for anything. even with things that somebody else does. He's the type of person who really has an effect on you, especially if you let him show you his transformative process. So I thought that was really cool to read about, because at the end of the day, look, all these coaches, like, you can know the X's and O's, you can know how to game plan, you can know what play to call on offense, what scheme to defend with on defense against certain offenses. But at the end of the day, if you're not a caring person for your players, you're never going to be a great head coach. That's my opinion. So the fact that we've heard so many great stories about Mike McDaniel, and even Mike McDaniel, when you think about his press conference, he even talked about it like, yeah, you can know all the X's and O's, but at the end of the day, you're in this career to help players become, of course, better on the field, but also become better people, become better fathers, become better husbands. And then reading this story about Frank Smith and Darren Waller's relationship reminds me, like, it's giving me like some, it's making me feel like Frank Smith might be the same type of coach that Mike McDaniel is, in terms of, like, yes, he knows all the X's and O's, he's a smart football man, but at the end of the day, he's also a very caring coach for his players. He wants to help them off the field. He wants to help them get to their full potential. And by the way, the article I was reading is from NBCSports.com. I'll be sure to put the link in the description of the episode, because it's a great, great honor. A great, great article to read. I think it's an amazing story. It's called Raiders Darren Waller Honors Frank Smith Unlocking True Potential. So yeah, I'll make sure to put the link in the description of the episode so you guys could like read it if you want, because man, it's an amazing amazing article. This is what, reading this article and finding out this story, that's what excites me the most about having Frank Smith as the offensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins. Because look, like I said already, like he's done great things already, and like football wise, but reading this like shows me the type of person he is. So I'm just so excited for that. And obviously, in terms of this Darren Waller, Frank Smith story as well, I mean, yeah, like I said, Darren Waller was cut after being a receiver struggling in Baltimore. He was picked up from the practice squad by the Raiders. Frank Smith converts him to a tight end. Like I said before, the rest is history. Darren Waller is arguably one of the best tight ends in the game. Like he's literally a top five tight end, no question about it. So Frank Smith not only helped Waller become a better football player, but he also helped him become a better person, helped him out of struggling times on and off the field. So I thought I had to share that story, man, because that makes me, that, like I said already, that makes me the most excited about having Frank Smith as part of this Dolphins coaching staff. After his couple seasons with the Raiders from 2018 to 2020 as a tight ends coach, prior to last season, he was hired by the Chargers as their run game coordinator and as their offensive line coach. And of course, now to talk about his time with the Chargers. So when you think about the Chargers running game, they obviously this season had one of the best running games in all of football, led by Austin Eckler. But even if Eckler was out, they had like these kind of random guys like a Justin Jackson and guys like that who would also have great games. A big part of that is coaching. So the fact too that I see Frank Smith, this is football, like in terms of football. So he's so involved in offensive line, tight ends, running game. Like that makes me very excited, because we've needed obviously a running game here for years already. But I truly believe having a good run game, having a good defense can win you a championship. And also an example, I know they haven't won it, but look, the 49ers, what they've been able to do the last couple of years, it's been really because of their great running game and without any elite running backs, really. And then their elite defense, of course. But I really like that. And it feels, I know Mike McDaniel's big on the run game as well. So it's great to have a similar mind like McDaniel here on the staff now. Now to talk about what he did, his work with the offensive line this season with the Chargers. So the Chargers drafted Rashawn Slater in the first round, and he had an amazing rookie year. He was a Pro Bowler. He was named second team All-Pro. He had a phenomenal year. They also, overall, I looked it up here, there's some offensive line rankings, and according to Pro Football Focus, the Chargers were the 10th best offensive line in all of football. They also, prior to that, in the offseason, they also said Corey Linsley to be their center, who was previously from the Packers. And keep this in mind as well. They lost their right tackle, Brian Bulaga, 45 snaps into the season, and they were still able to finish as a top 10 offensive line. So, yeah, look, at the end of the day, Frank Smith's football coaching, whatever, resume, it's not just like these positions he's had. Like, there's proof, there's work along with the positions, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of evidence that he's done a hell of a job wherever he's gone. And no, yeah, and I'm super excited now to have him as the new offensive coordinator of the Dolphins. And I'll keep this in mind for you guys that don't know this. Mike McDaniel will still be making the final decisions on the play calling. I think Frank Smith is kind of be like a sounding board for McDaniel. That makes sense. Just I'm sure a lot of times Frank Smith's going to be like giving McDaniel, like from the booth, he's going to be telling him certain plays, and McDaniel's either going to go with Frank Smith's play as the final play, or he's going to change it up and make the decision. But I do know that both of these guys seem like great collaborators. You know what I'm saying? So I think they're going to do a great job together. And yeah, and I'm just super excited to have Frank Smith as part of the Dolphins, like I said already. But yeah, I wanted to make sure to do this episode because when I looked up Frank Smith, I was like, wow. Like, I saw his resume. I looked up all the great players he's coached, all the great coaches he's been around. And hey, it's super exciting. Like, I can't wait to have Frank Smith. I can't wait to see what he does here. Can't wait to see him help improve this team, improve this offense. Obviously, my opinion, I know Mike Gesicki's a free agent, but I do believe we'll be signing him back. So I can't wait to see Frank Smith help elevate Mike Gesicki's game as well, really. Because, yeah, it's just an exciting time overall right now. I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping that Frank Smith's going to be a great asset there in the coaching staff for Mike McDaniel. And, yeah. I mean, thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys know any Dolphin fans out there, make sure to share this with them. I think they like it. I think I have a lot of good info in here. It's kind of an in-depth deep dive, I guess, into Frank Smith and his coaching career, and also into the type of person he is off the field. And like I said already, I'm going to make sure to put that article I was reading from about Frank and Darren's relationship. I'll make sure to put the link in the description of this episode, so you guys can just click on it and read the article. It's a great article, like I said, from NBCSports.com. And yeah, stay tuned for another episode today. I'll be talking about the Super Bowl. Originally, this episode was going to be both the Super Bowl and the Frank Smith hire, but I just decided to do this one Frank Smith, so people know exactly what they're getting. And then later on, I'll be doing a Super Bowl episode, so people know exactly what they're getting in now as well. But yeah, once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Fins up. Until next time, everyone, take care.